What's up, Warriors? I'm Outflight, and you're listening to a brand new episode on the Warrior Cats Gone Wild podcast. Hi guys, welcome to a new episode in the YI series. Today I'm going to talk about Leafpole. She is a very complicated character for me to actually discuss about, since she has so many, what can I say, she can be viewed in so many points of views. I've seen a lot of opinions and comments about her. I scoured the whole internet, and apparently there are extremely contradicting thoughts. For me, I couldn't be more neutral regarding Leafpole. Her unwillingness to accept consequences to her actions bothers me, and I think she was really wrong to dump Lion Blaze, Jayfeather, and Hollyleaf on Squirrel Flight, even though her sister did agree to it. I just think that it wasn't quite the best way to go about that. Before that, going back a little bit, she really jumped at the chance to be with Crowfeather, and left, although she did have some regrets on leaving, and really didn't think it was a good idea, but she did it for Crowfeather. In the end, everything broke anyways with her and Crowfeather, and they never really had a connection again. It was just really sad to see. I kind of pity her, but at the same time, I don't, since she really kind of did deserve the consequences to her actions. Because she chose the long way around, she chose to do this even though she knew it was wrong, and yeah. She could have stepped out of this at any point in time. I feel like her blind faith in Star Clan kind of influenced her decision, and I feel a little bit troubled about it, honestly, because it just doesn't make much sense that you would listen to your heart when you know what's right. I understand the idea of listening to your heart, but they could have made it work somehow or just broken it off so that no one would have gotten hurt. Because out of this whole situation, the only thing that came was pain. I liked her. I really liked her when she was an apprentice. She was gonna be an amazing cat. I could see her ambition and how much she wanted to help her clan. And then came Crowfeather. Don't get me wrong, I really like Crowfeather. But the idea is that when she became a full-on medicine cat, it kind of destroyed her. Because the bad choices started rolling in, and it just did not go very well from there. So, moving back on forward. From the other side of the spectrum, I think it was also StarClan's fault. I might have mentioned that earlier as well in the episode. But StarClan actually kind of encouraged her and also brought her back to the clan. And I feel like that was a little bit off. And also, I don't know if it was, like, Squirrelflight seems more reasonable than to help her sister. I know, like, helping her sister is not a bad thing, but help her sister without thinking about any of the consequences or that someday this might happen, that it might come to the surface that, hey, her sister had kits with a Tom from a different clan. It might have come out to the surface, and I don't think they thought it through, and it could have been done much better. And I don't think that Firestar wouldn't have given very bad consequences. I think a better idea would have been to let her raise her kits in the clan and then eventually exile her, or make her give her kids to someone else. I don't know, there are a million possibilities, but it could have been handled much better, and I feel like she was extremely immature. I really admired her while I forgot that she was Jayfeather's mom, or I didn't know yet. her and Jay Feather's relationship was really nice. I think Jay Pa's relationship with her was really nice. I feel like they got along very well, and I really did like her as a mentor. But I don't know. It's just she went off, and it just kept going down from there. I'm extremely neutral on this. I liked her, but I didn't like her. So, don't get me wrong, this is all my opinion, but, like, I just think that this could have been handled so much better. And yet, I feel like people give her too much credit, but also don't give her enough credit. And I don't really think that's what the Aarons intended for her plot, that she would be a sort of yes but no kind of character. I don't know what they meant to do with the character, but I have lots of mixed feelings about her, and it's just not enough to describe in just such a short episode, but I just don't think it worked out for her, and she could have been much better than this, and I admire her personality, but she was extremely irresponsible, and I don't know where her brain went, but she was so responsible, and yet she just dropped out of responsibility instantly when Crowfeather said, "Let's go away." And I think that was a very stupid idea, although she did not have much of a choice, I guess, because, well, Cinderpelt was gone when she had to take over the Medicine Cat role, and if she let out her secret, then it could have been really complicated. But I think she just could have handled it much better. She could have found a way. She could have still been their Medicine Cat, or at least trained an apprentice on short notice or anything like that. But it could have worked out, and it didn't, and I'm really sorry about that. The way she accepted her warrior's role was really brave of her, and that she kept on living her kits. I feel like that was really nice, and also, I feel like their hatred towards her is sort of justified, but not completely. She did what was best for them, but not really, because what was best for them would have been a totally different scenario. Actually, this whole thing would not have happened if she did not make a bad decision, and Crowfeather didn't entice her to make a bad decision, and StarClan wouldn't have interfered, telling her to do what her heart desires, because that was a bad idea. So, conclusion on this episode, I have extremely mixed feelings about this cat. Leafpool's cool, but she's not at the same time. I'm really disappointed in her. So, I would love to hear your opinion. Write down in the comment section if your opinion on Leafpool and if you think she's a good character or not. And also, I wanted to let you guys know that I'm going to be extending the term where you can send in auditions, because we don't have that many. And I'm going to extend the audition time to Friday. This Friday, this week. I don't know what date that would be exactly. I think it's November 5th or something like that. But just send it in until this Friday. And I will try to get all of them listened to by Saturday, and then Sunday do the episode, and already have sent out all the quotes that I want people to talk, to voice act, and stuff like that. So, make sure to send your audition in if you're still up for that until this Friday. It's open, it's clear, and I will see you guys then. Bye!